This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Welcome back into Sports Talk here on WWL. You can sound off on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and text line. It's 504-260-1870. Now joining us, though, on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and text line, Matthew Parris, Saints beat reporter for the Times-Picayune and the Advocate. Hope your Super Bowl weekend was great, Matthew. How you doing surviving after the first weekend we had with no football?
Yeah, it was pretty good. Went to Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and had a nice little getaway. So nice to have a relaxing weekend after the hectic stuff.
Yeah, even when we're trying to get a relaxing weekend, there's always something Saints seem to be going on. Right now, you know, we know the head coach is in place with Kellen Moore, but the interview process now for offensive and defensive coordinator is now taking the spotlight on in the Saints scene. I know they were busy this weekend interviewing a few guys for the OC and DC spots. What do we know more about any of the interviews? Do you think that they're closer to making a decision in the coming days?
Yeah, I mean, I would imagine they would be hired this week. The combine is next week, and
Right. Well,
Kellen Moore said at his press conference that it doesn't have to be settled by then. I think most teams would want it to be settled. So, you know, they've interviewed Brandon Staley for defensive coordinator and Doug Nussmeier for offensive coordinator. Those two have been largely seen as kind of the front runners. There have been some other candidates mixed in there as well who are kind of interesting. But, you know, we'll see what happens just because, you know, we saw the Saints head coaching search take twists and turns. So we don't know what will happen for sure with these coordinators. But it seems like they're making good progress on it.
Yeah, I saw that Christian Parker also interviewed for the D.C. spot for the Saints as well. What do we know about this guy?
Yeah, he very sharp, young, rising coach. You know, you look at the Eagles secondary this last year, much improved. Some of that had to do with the youth injection they had, but seems to be kind of an up-and-comer in the Fangio tree, and they speak very highly of him. If he doesn't get this defensive coordinator job, I don't think it's long until he gets one. He's one of the rising stars around the league, I think.
Is this something you feel like that the Saints are going to be switching schemes defensively, you know, from the 4-3 to the 3-4? It seems, a few of the guys they're interviewing follow that makeup.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, that's one of the interesting things about Kellen Moore is we don't really know what he prefers or what he doesn't. Now, he said he'd be open to either scheme, and truthfully, a lot of schemes. I mean, 3-4 teams go to 4-3 looks, like in nickel and stuff. But there are some personnel differences, particularly with the defensive linemen. And you think about how the Saints have had these smaller defensive tackles of late in the Dennis Allen era. Maybe that changes it. It really kind of remains to be seen. But if they do adopt a 3-4, I think they would have to make some potential changes.
I know the DC job is probably a little bit more important here, Matthew, but the OC job is also very fascinating. And one name that popped up was Jamal Singleton, Eagles assistant head coach and running backs coach for this vacant OC job. You know, kind of, I talked with Mike Dettillier earlier on about this, and Mike gave a great bite about how he's kind of a rising star in the coaching profession, kind of like you mentioned with Parker earlier, but just on the offensive side of the ball. But kind of what are your thoughts on Jamal Singleton?
Yeah, he's a guy I truthfully hadn't really thought of, just because I thought Nussmeier, you know, if you look at Nussmeier specifically, he's followed Kellen Moore from stop to stop, like, you know, from Dallas to Los Angeles to Philadelphia. So it seems to be his guy. I would be kind of really surprised if it is Singleton, but I do think it's an interesting name. You know, I saw the Adam Schefter quote of the Eagles executive gave to Schefter, rather, about him being a rising star in the coaching in the coaching ranks. And so, you know, we'll see. I mean, that's going to be the tension here, right? Is Kellen Moore, being from the Eagles, got to know some of their coaches and probably wants to bring some of these guys. And it's a case of whether, you know, the Eagles let it happen. Now, fortunately for the Saints, the Eagles can't block coordinator promotions. So they have that going for them if Kellen Moore really sets his sights on someone with the Eagles.
One of the guys that has been hired by the Saints so far is the Chase Haslett, tight ends coach, according to league sources. Son of Jim Haslett, obviously Saints fans familiar with him, was with the team from 2000 to 2005. And Haslett had been with the Dallas Cowboys his entire coaching career, now making his way to New Orleans. What do you make of this one? Is it just another one, that a guy that's familiar with Coach Kellen Moore, someone that, you know, he's bringing in here that he's spent time with already?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's common around the league, is you bring guys, you know, if you look at the Bears defensive staff right now, Dennis Allen has brought some of his guys with him to Chicago. So those type of things happen across the league. I think, you know, the guy he's replacing, Clancy Barone, did a really nice job with the tight ends. You know, that was a position that kind of had some, you think about Juwan Johnson's rise and those sorts of things, are getting more production out of Taysom Hill. I mean, that's a group that didn't necessarily have a lot of star power, but still got some solid production anyway. So I'm interested to see, you know, what the change brings, but it is good for Kellen Moore to bring people that he is familiar with.
We just heard from Moore this past week, his introductory press conference. I know some things stood out there, like saying he wants to, you know, stress defenses with the Saints offense. I was just wondering, what are some of the other points that Kellen Moore hit on that really stood out to you in his introductory press conference?
Yeah, I mean, besides Derek Carr, which I'm sure has led segments on your guys' show all week. I'll go with the tempo. I mean, that's been a staple of Kellen Moore's offense throughout his tenure. Is he likes to push the pace. They've ranked top 10 in offenses no matter where he's gone. I thought what he had to say about, like, what type of smart football players he looks for is interesting. Kind of the people who like excel in situational moments and kind of had a heads up about them. It's just because we really don't know what type of player that Kellen Moore wants. And, you know, the Saints still have most of their front office in place. So are they going to be looking for different types of players, different types of architects? I'm just interested to see how they blend Kellen Moore's philosophies with that, because I do think he'll have a pretty big say in personnel.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Matthew, before I get to some combine stuff, because I do want to get your thoughts a little bit early on the Saints' options at pick 9. I know we're a couple of months away from the draft, but the big challenge of this entire offseason is what it's been for basically the last few offseasons, is that they're $54 million in the hole right now via over the cap. And I heard, you know, earlier last week it kind of made some rounds on social media from NFL Network's Ian Rappaport about Taysom Hill. And he said, quote, they have a decision coming on Taysom Hill. Hard to imagine he'll be back on the Saints in New Orleans, but I guess anything is possible. And over the cap has Taysom Hill's cap hit for 2025 at $17.9 million, just under $18 million. What do you think about Taysom Hill's future here? I know that he obviously has a future in the NFL. He's going to be 35 by the time the season starts, coming off a major ACL tear in early December. But what are your thoughts on Taysom and kind of his future with the Saints?
Yeah, I mean, if they did want to try and cut salary, I think that would be a position, that would be a person to do so. Like, you can clear out $10 million with the post-June 1 cut. Now, they have to be careful with these post-June 1 cuts because they're going to have to, you only get two of them. And one of those spots is likely going to be on Ramchek. So you kind of have to be careful, you have to be careful of who you choose versus who you don't. But, I mean, I don't know necessarily that, you know, Kellen Moore did seem pretty fired up about having Taysom Hill. You know, he gave more of an enthusiastic about Taysom Hill than I think Derek Carr. But that, you know, the knee injury is such a big deal for him because, you know, it's not just a torn ACL, but he reportedly suffered additional ligament damage, which would, in theory, put the timeline, it would make it more complicated than just your traditional ACL recovery. We saw that with Chase Young when he was in Washington, and he suffered his serious knee injury. So I don't know Taysom Hill's future. We haven't heard much from him, but if the Saints do move on, that would certainly make sense.
And then, you know, you mentioned Kellen Moore's comments about Derek Carr, and he basically said the same thing on a different interview, which tells you that he kind of had these pre-written out notes, and we're going to give him time to decide what he wants to do with Derek Carr. But I just mentioned Taysom Hill's cap hit for this upcoming season is just under 17 or just under 18. Derek Carr's cap number is $51 million for 2025. Now, a restructure is possible, but, you know, a potential separation is also possible. And I think it's being kept very close to vest early on, but I just want to get your kind of gauge on that.
Yeah, it just really depends on what type of team the Saints want to be and where they see their future. I mean, they can get out of the contract in 2026 and save, I can't remember the figure off the top of my head, my apologies, but you know, they can save more money than that they would be able to this year. But by doing it this year, they can just wipe the slate clean for 2026. And so it would take, that would be a huge move to kind of reset for the future and just kind of clear things with your books. And I do think that makes a lot of sense, just because, like, where are you going with Derek Carr? I mean, I think he played really well last year, but they still went 5-5 in those games. Obviously, they were 0-7 without him, so they missed him. But it's a tough decision, but I wouldn't be surprised if they moved on just because of what it could do for your cap in the future.
Curious your thoughts on this. Did you find it curiously odd that Derek Carr was nowhere to be seen Super Bowl week in New Orleans?
No. I mean, no, just because of, you know, if he does the radio row rounds, everyone's going to be asking the same question of, you know, what do you think your future is with the Saints? I probably would ask him about his pay cut comments. I get why he kept a low profile. And, you know, he wasn't at the opening press conference, but that doesn't really surprise me, just because of, you know, it's February, guys are on vacation. And even in the space the Saints had the press conference, there wasn't really much room for players. Like, I don't think any players were there for Kellen Moore's introductory press conference, but I know that Eric McCoy at least greeted him in a behind-the-scenes video. So I'm sure the process has already been starting, meeting with certain guys. But, yeah, I'm not – to answer your question directly, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, to me it might be – I'm just trying to – I'm reading too much into things and trying to make start brewing some conspiracy theories here.
That, like a drama, Steve.
Yeah, I just thought it was odd. Like, you know, there's a Super Bowl in New Orleans. We didn't see Derek Carr at all. I don't know.
Right. Well, I mean, they use Sean Payton as the New Orleans stand-in for next to Gail Benson because they didn't have a coach yet. So things were, I think, a work in progress during that time for the Saints.
And then, Matthew, as I mentioned earlier, we're 10 days away from the NFL Combine. I'm really looking forward to seeing a lot of these guys out there. But, you know, just get your early thoughts on the draft, because when you're the Saints team and you have so many holes at so many different positions, I know we already had someone clamoring for them to trade back, you know, later into the first round and get some extra draft assets, which would make sense to me. But I think this is an interesting draft where even at pick 9, you're not going to get kind of the top 3 blue chip prospects. They'll all be gone. And Travis Hunter and Abdul Carter and obviously Mason Graham as well, they'll all be gone by pick 5. But I think there are still a few good players that will be there at pick 9 if you want to go take them. So my early kind of question ahead of this 10 days away from the combine for you is, who are you kind of keeping an eye out at the combine, and who do you think Saints fans should kind of have on their radar, so to speak, ahead of the event?
Yeah, I haven't truthfully haven't done a ton of research on the pool of prospects quite yet. I know the Arizona State receiver kid, the McMillan, is you know, an interesting name to watch just because of his skill set, and I think he could really complement someone like Chris Olave and Rashid Shaheed when they're both healthy. But besides him, I mean, I would just say generally there's so much defensive line help in this draft, and I think that that's a big thing for the Saints. I mean, I read that I think there are 41 different defensive linemen invited to the combine this year, and last year there was only 29. So that just speaks to the depth of that position, and it's a position for the Saints specifically that they really kind of need to hone.
Matthew, definitely appreciate the time. What you got in the works that people can check out on NOLA.com soon?
Keeping things close to the vest right now.
Okay.
Trying to find out the big hey, we're trying to – I'm trying to think of the next big story idea. So, truthfully, I don't have much right now, but keeping our eyes on the monitor or on the coordinator search and figuring out where they go from there.
Always great stuff on there. Appreciate it, Matthew, and definitely be check out your work at NOLA.com, and you can follow him at Matthew_Paris, P-A-R-A-S, on Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it. Appreciate the time, Matthew.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff.
Matthew Paris, Saints beat reporter for the Times-Picayune and the Advocate, joining us there, helping us get any kind of insights on this black and gold bunch as they piece together now this coaching staff under Kellen Moore. I got a feeling we're going to be hearing things tomorrow or Wednesday. Just feels like the process is going to be wrapped up soon, because we keep talking about the combine is approaching, folks. It is next week where the folks will be checking out all the players on display as we get ready for the NFL draft.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.